USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Vaccines usually take years to develop. Under Operation Warp Speed to combat COVID-19, we got it done in well under 1 year. In a major announcement, the United Kingdom has approved the Pfizer and BioNTech's COVID-19 vaccine. The two-shot process will start shipping out to UK's most vulnerable in the next 48 to 72 hours. President Trump's claim of massive voter fraud gained a lot of traction Tuesday night as whistleblowers claimed firsthand the levels of voter fraud.
The day after the election, the Postal Service supervisor asked me if I'd forgotten ballots the night before. I didn't have any. 100,000 ballots were supposedly missing in the state of Wisconsin.
I can tell you I took 24 pallets from Bethpage, New York to Lancaster, addresses on them.
But if we don't pick the people that are making the decisions on our behalf, then we have a rogue government doing whatever they want to do.
USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
Washington State's most populated county, King County, is establishing a new program to address its more than 7,000 court cases. The initiative includes using nonprofit community groups to decide the fate of offenders rather than a judge. The program will be available for first-time nonviolent criminals. This will allow alleged felons to bypass facing a judge and skip jail time. Tuesday, Republican Senator and law professor Ted Cruz of Texas urged the U.S. Supreme Court to hear an appeal of a case challenging the election results in Pennsylvania, saying the matter raises serious legal issues. A whistleblower truck driver has testified he delivered 24 pallets of filled-in ballots from New York State to Pennsylvania. Although Attorney General William Barr says there's no evidence, how many ballots are on 24 pallets? The Trump administration has invited vaccine manufacturers, drug distributors, and government officials to a COVID-19 vaccine summit next week at the White House. It's scheduled for December 8th and will be attended by the President and Vice President Mike Pence. USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Illegal immigrants attempting to make their way to the United States through Mexico has surged since the presidential election. USA Radio News' Tim Berg explains.
Border Patrol agents are already seeing a Biden surge in illegal immigration at the southwest border, with numbers surging to 21% over the last month alone. Acting Customs and Border Protection Commissioner Mark Morgan says the worsening economic conditions south of the border are largely responsible, but illegal immigrants are also looking forward to a Biden administration. As far as some of the policy reversals we can expect, Morgan says,
it's not just amnesty. So I went down some of the policies that are being put out there. First, they're going to stop the travel ban. Second, they're going to stop MPP, which really ended catch and release. The second thing, they're going to stop deportations for at least 4 months. The strategy also supports sanctuary cities to protect criminal illegal aliens. They're also going to reward illegal aliens with significant rewards like health care and now amnesty.
Morgan speaking there on Fox News. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
During the month of October, over 66,000 individuals were apprehended between the ports of entry on our southwest border. That's compared to 55,000 in September and 47,000 in August. A mysterious space object that has been captured by Earth's gravity and is widely believed to be a rocket booster from the 1960s is now visible to stargazers as it gets closer to the planet. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.